This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Woolchuck, which vets have the most to prove at camp starting next week?
Yeah, this is courtesy of CBS Sports. And certainly, man, there is a cowboy whose name is on here, and it is a quarterback.
It's Cooper Dak Rush. Prescott.
It's not Dak.
Cooper Rush.
It's Trey Lance.
Oh.
Former 49ers prospect doesn't have much to prove to Dallas other than, well, he's worth their previous fourth-round trade investment, and can he even play over Cooper Rush as the team's number two overall backup quarterback? So, like, for Trey Lance, I think that your career's kind of hanging at the balance here. I do agree. I think that, to me, like, that's the one guy outside of the offensive line and the defensive line. I think the trench play is what matters the most here. But in terms of just skill player, yeah, I am very curious to see how is Trey Lance developed over the course of the last year. And how does he look in terms of in the preseason?
Bobby and I did Love of the Star. Bobby thinks he's the second quarterback no matter what.
I would think that you gave up a four for him. I would think that that's probably
accurate. Paying him a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, I think so. I think absolutely Trey Lance should be your number two. And if he's not, then the dude's just not any good.
Yeah, he will be your number two because they don't have to. They would have to acknowledge a nightmare decision if they make him the third quarterback, and there's a good chance that as the backup quarterback, you still don't even see any actual time.
Oh, they've missed on fourth round picks before.
Oh, they sure have. Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is nothing new.
Yeah. But this one uniquely feels like a Jerry.
They will. They'll fight to keep
Matt,
these guys
Let's
as
go.
Long as they can. Well, let's go.
Josh Ball
still on the roster.
No, I would say their chances of not being on the roster are more than what's going on with Trey Lance if you want to go that route.
Yeah, but they're now going into year four. Like, let's be real.
These cats have not played a damn down.
And they're still here. Yeah. Josh Ball, we've known for two years, can't play. And they didn't want to quit on him because they value those picks.
Yeah, well, they blow a lot of these picks, though, too.
And I don't disagree with that, but for whatever reason, they'll keep those guys around because they drafted them.
All the Nashawn Wrights and guys like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That needs to change then.
I agree.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Those all feel like group effort. We're all to blame for drafting this wrong player. For my vantage point of the Trey Lance trade is like Jerry just deciding for himself, this is what I want to do.
How do you trade for a player and not tell anybody what you're doing?
It's bizarre.
Okay.
You have to be the only guy in America who's the owner and general manager.
I'm calling Cap.
You think? I'm
calling Cap. I'm calling Cap on Jerry Jones here, because I don't know how you just pick up the phone and decide to call John Lynch and say I'm going to give you a fourth round pick for this guy.
Hello, Jake.
You wouldn't pull that. Like, you wouldn't put that past Jerry to do.
I'm just saying, though.
It doesn't make sense, but like for Jerry, it actually does. And when you consider the ramifications as well, like it doesn't feel like this is something that was well thought through. So you trade a fourth round pick for Trey Lance. Maybe he's the guy who's young and has some type of an upward trajectory here to think this guy might have some upside. Dak situation's coming up. This will be the perfect. Oh wait. Their contracts are aligned, bro. They're both expiring at the exact same time. So now you have a quarterback here in Trey Lance that you're not even going to really get to see do anything unless you're putting so much stock into training camp and so much stock into preseason. And I guess if it's really amazing or really awful, then you might have your decision. But for the most part, you're not getting any real read in actual games on what Trey Lance is going to be, barring a Dak Prescott injury.
I think the thing here is Trey Lance will be on the team because of the trade, because of the commitment they made to him in the offseason. Mm-hmm. So they're going to carry three quarterbacks because the coaching staff is going to be like, guys, I don't care what you did with the front office. If you want to try to make the playoffs or give us the best chance of winning games when and if Dak is out, that's not our guy. Our guy's Cooper Rush.
Sure.
It's clear. We haven't heard a single good report. He didn't get in the games last year. Like all of this, the evidence but is that the guy can't play.
They do know more than us because they had practice with him a whole entire year.
They absolutely
They've seen him practice. We haven't.
Well, yeah. They better have seen enough to know whether or not they want to give him another contract at the end of this season. If Dak's not their guy, now they got to go, on a couple of practices here, we're going to now give this guy however many dollars to be our quarterback Dak. Question.
But that's exactly why hilarious. They're going to have him play in training camp and in preseason, and they're going to have to make that assessment.
Yeah.
You have to see him in real game action.
But doesn't that feel like an assessment or like a trade that goes down that wasn't really thought through with a bunch of smart people in a room going, hey, let's consider the fact that we're probably not going to even watch Trey Lance play at all.
Believe
and
that,
then as soon as we need him, he's now
Jerry,
a free agent like
Dak. I can't believe that Jerry did this alone. I can't believe that. I'm not believing that one. I'm sorry.
Well, the 49ers definitely fleeced him. I mean, when you look back at all the other quarterbacks that got traded, nobody got traded for more than a sixth rounder. So I'm sure when they called and were like, yeah, we'll give you a four, the 49ers are like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, Jerry's also given two ones before, so I should circle back on that.
That's and a couple of different times. He also did the one and the three to go get Roy Williams. Deshaun Watson is another player on here. I don't know really training camp if anything matters for Deshaun Watson. For me, I think this is all what happens in the regular season because he has been a shell of himself since he showed up to Cleveland. Miles Sanders is a name to watch in Carolina. They obviously have Jonathan Brooks, whom they drafted. They've got Chuba Hubbard there as well. Miles Sanders could be one of those running backs that becomes available as a
I've fallen every
cut.
One of these teams that has extra running backs. Miami, Carolina, Washington, whoever you want to follow that's got running backs, I'm following.
Yeah, that's definitely one to look at. Quentin Johnston, TCU zone with the Chargers.
These TCU receivers have been awful.
Oh, my gosh. And the drops were such a problem for him last year. And, we liked him. He looked good. The tape was good with Quentin Johnston. He was really good in college.
Kellen Moore was square peg round holing him.
Yeah, he kept him as the X and solely that. Like, he just kept him at one spot. Yeah, they need to move him around a little bit. Treylon Burks is another name that I brought up a couple weeks ago, former first-rounder at Arkansas. That's a crowded receiver room. Hopkins, Ridley, Boyd. Now you got Burks in there. How does he play in camp? Does he end up being a guy that gets released? But maybe the most important one, Wanya Thomas, who's going to be the left tackle for the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs.
Juwan Thomas?
Wanya Morris.
Oh, you said Juwan Thomas.
You made him Wanya Thomas the safety of the Cowboys.
I'm sorry.
They're right tackle, but Wanya Morris is going to be the left tackle. He's going to start this year. Former Oklahoma Sooner. So they got two Sooners on the offense, like Creed Humphrey, their center. Now Wanya Morris, who they're going to put over there. We'll see how he looks at left tackle for the defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs.
Thank you, Woolchuck. Okay, it's time now for the G bag of the day. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
When you hear the name Wanye, do you think boys to men? Anybody think boys to men? Every time you say Wanye, I think boys to men.
Is that one of the guys?
That's one of the guys, and he liked to move his neck around.
Oh, did he? Philadelphia guys, I believe.
Very much so.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here what we got for you boys. Our leader, our winner right here. day three right here for you, my guy. If you win, Eric Chiafalo says check them ankles when making long-term decisions. also say check her car and her ceiling fan. See if it's got a whole lot of dust on it.
Yeah.
I think the key is you always got to look. Like, you could just tell by the ankles. Big guy, smaller ankles, we're good here. It actually goes even with the ladies as well. Like, you're a bigger body, but then you get to down to the ankles. You know, you can start projecting out. Just look at her ankles, and we'll tell you what she's going to look like in 15 years. That's just a fact of the matter. If you want to know how big this, if a big guy can move, just look at his ankles, man. You look at his ankles. So, I got a big guy, thin ankles. This is a guy that's probably got some athleticism. So if he's got cankle type ankles, this is a guy who's probably heavy footed.
So what you're telling me is you look for the same traits in elite offensive linemen that you look in elite offensive linemen that you look for in women that you would like to get with.
When you're projecting out, not get with. This is the settle down type. I want to know what we're looking at in 15 years.
You know, they say look at the mom, too, with the women.
Yeah, look at the mom, for sure. But specifically, look at the mom's ankles.
Look at those cankles.
Yeah. She might be beautiful, but you got to check that refrigerator, too.
My gosh.
She might never take
there?
Anything out of that thing.
Credit score, too.
Credit score, yeah. I've seen some refrigerators with little gnats in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Those fruit fly things?
Yeah.
Beautiful, no, man.
Oh, those are so annoying.
Expiration dates from like a decade ago.
Yeah, that type of vibe. Yeah, talking about taking me out to dinner. Girl, I'm going to take you to Target, use some bleach, some damn gloves.
Clorox.
Yeah, some sponges. All right, let's see here. This is what you wanted. Gavin Dawson, Big Tiger Woods.
Here we go.
Doing some growling. Big Tiger is growling. Should he retire? No! Going to the British Open, bruh. Shut your mouth.
Tiger, just to almost follow up on that, you've given so much to this game, you've given so much to this championship.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there was comments, you know, last week from Colin Montgomery who said, why is he here? He should retire.
Why is he here?
There's no point to this. Do you feel that's a bit hurtful and you've earned the right to you make the decision when you decide?
Well, as a past champion, I'm exempt until I'm 60. Colin's not. He's not a past champion, so he's not exempt. So he doesn't get the opportunity to make that decision. I do.
That's what I mean. You've earned that. You've deserved that. You've.
So when I get to be at his age, I still make that decision. Well, he doesn't.
He made that very, very clear.
Yes. He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong at all.
Not wrong at all.
Big Tiger, bro. Yeah. Big Tiger roaring on him.
Still got it.
That's how he sounds, but he is roaring. As you know, he sounds like this when he says it. Yeah. Gunnar Henderson, pretty good at impersonations.
He is good.
Does a little Scooby-Doo right here.
Hey, Gunnar, real quick, give me that Scooby-Doo impression.
All right. Raggy.
Perfect. Game's over.
That was great.
How about that, dude? Just piano bar style. Like, hey, bat? Gunnar, get over here and do that cool thing.
Show your auntie that little dance you be doing.
Make me a bicycle clown. That bat was
Raggy.
Oh, it's the laugh.
The laugh is spot on.
Hey, let's pair that with Broadus's Shaggy.
I'm sorry, Scoob. That's Scooby. Zoinks! It's the man from the carnival. I'd been in the way. I'd have done this if you kids wouldn't have meddled so much.
Raggy.
Scoob.
Scoob, what are we doing? Raggy and Daphne have lost their damn minds.
It was always some old rich man.
Yeah,
he just wanted to keep his money.
Yeah. You kids were meddling again.
He owned an old theme park.
He did.
Oh, man.
It's Carnival Bob.
Trying to feed myself, damn kids.
Always pulled off the mask. Yep. There's always something going on.
Sean Sharif is back.
Oh, yeah. Let's give him a hand.
Ba-dum-bum. Be here all week, folks.
Goodness.
Make sure you tip your bartenders and try to fish. Let's see. Yeah, Big Sean is back in the building. The whole family's back together. Let's go to the RJ and Choppy show and see how that's working out.
Sorry, go ahead. Did you have more? Your mic's off. You think what's wrong with you today?
This
you come in late. You don't have your equipment.
I was not late.
You don't have an earpiece.
I was not late.
You're stuttering and stammering. You don't have your mic on.
I was not
late. Wake up.
I was not late. And Stanley.
Yeah, like I mean, stuttering and stammering just means we're twins now, Sean. That's all that is. So,
continue. He went in on that while you were out. He kept talking about how I guess an insecurity or whatever. And I'm like, I don't even notice
it. He was talking about me stuttering?
Yeah, I don't even notice
No, I did not. If you could ever have your name first or second in the show and talk as much as I do, you probably stutter more.
Son.
Yeah. There's a promo right there, baby. Let's go. Thank you.
There's a promo for the day. So Tim doesn't have to bust Bobby's ball. That's the last time I take up for your ass, too. When you want to say something in the meeting, you're too scared to do it. That's the last time I put my neck out there on the line for you.
I stutter.
Wow. That got spicy, dude.
And that got juicy.
That was strong.
Thank God for Peyton.
Hell of a back and forth.
That vacation energy right there, bro. Coming back I'm ready to fight. What's good?
Bring it.
I got my cardio, bro. Let's go. Let's do this.
That's a family vacation with two small children. That's what that is.
Yeah. He needs a vacation
that's
from that
not
vacation.
A vacation. He's
taking it out on his peoples. Last one. Let me get one out the way. Hey. She never been this far. She's never been this far. Let's go to Derek Jeter doing a little fact-checking of Colin Cowherd in real time.
The Paul Skeen Pirates, dominant guy, overpowering. You faced, obviously, you were in the Nolan Ryan era.
Not even an inning? Slow down. No, I was way after Nolan. Okay. Way after Nolan.
Okay.
No. I just wanted that so I can use that drop.
I know that feeling.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, it's like a 2-year difference.
Really?
What's it like way?
But like 93, 95?
Yeah, 93, 95, the end of Nolan to the start of Jeter, but that is still pretty dang funny.
Yeah, especially because Colin has idolized Jeter, I think, second only to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He's like, not even
an inning? Crap.
Come on, please.
It's like Broad is talking to Wyatt Langford about his battles with Skeens.
Yeah. Battling Paul Skeens.
I'll never play Skeens.
Yeah, dumbass. I never faced him.
No.
I worked with Colin. I don't think there's anybody that's gone as far as him without knowing jack squat about sports.
He's actually pretty impressed.
Yeah. He just like spins takes and uses his producer and interviews people, but he slips up like that quite often.
Oh, a lot. Yeah. I mean, there is like a thread of just all of his mess ups. I mean, it is bad for Cowherd.
Is it our 2-time champ, Eric Chiafalo, looking for 3 right here? Look at the ankles. Tiger Woods barking back at Monty. Oh, Chief has his work cut out for him. Mm-hmm. Gunnar Henderson, Scooby-Doo. Sean is back. And he and Bobby Belt went a couple of rounds there.
Damn.
Colin Cowherd checked by Jeets. I don't know who to vote for, Eric. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with the RJ and Choppy show.
Ready? Lucius?
Oh, Lucy. shoot, man. Me too.
Two?
That's weed.
That's weed. I do like the cankle talk. There was a really good back and forth.
I like cankle talk.
But give me the national anthem at the All-Star game.
That's his favorite genre. No.
Write and vote, baby.
Okay. Write and vote.
I was going to play for G back in the day, but then I seen it guys in your bank, and I was like, well, I'm going to leave it alone.
You banked it?
I didn't know Wolchuk banked it.
Fire it off if you want to hear it.
No, hold on. Let me get to it because I haven't heard it at all.
I really want to get your reaction. I didn't know you hadn't heard this.
No, I did that on purpose.
Damn.
Let's see. Where is it at? Oh, that's yesterday's folder. Sorry.
The best part about this, Lucius, is it just gets worse and worse as it goes.
It's really... it is.
Oof. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
We're in trouble here.
What so proudly we hailed by the twilight.
There we go. That's why I lost it.
This is at least 0.15.
Yeah.
Who she should have just puked.
I've done that about 1,000 times.
All right, can you see your alphabet, please, ma'am?
It's on her agent, though.
Yeah.
Her agent should have known.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go.
Or the ramparts we watch were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets.
That's when a gal is so hammered. She's trying to get you to take her home, but you're just disgusting. Please leave me alone.
She's puked all over me.
You're kind of cute. Call me in the morning.
You're better than me.
That our flag was still there.
This is your vote, Wolchuk. This is your vote. Lucius, you vote for Sean and Bobby.
That's a train wreck, man. Just a little pitchy. I think we can work with it.
Broadus, get us out of here. Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Chief.
I vote for Sean and Bobby.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
To what? To what? To what?
What'd you think, huh?
Yeah, she thought she was Marilyn Monroe out there. She did.
Happy birthday to you.
Did I kill it or what?
Man, the walk-off was bad. Now give me the damn cankles.
Oh, this bud's for you.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody get booed that bad since Jose Altuve played at the Globe. The Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Brian, it's coming up next. Where are you taking
it? Yeah, I got some more Cowboy questions for my guys. We'll do those next.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.